Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
Well, you know, Michigan can really be a winter wonderland, and a lot of people love to hit the slopes right around Christmas time, certainly throughout the winter. So how is it different this year with COVID-19? Joining us, and this is our Made in Michigan Monday segment, because Michigan is known for its winter sports, the president and executive director of the Michigan Snow Sports Industries Association, Mickey McWilliams. Mickey, good morning.
Good morning.
What a great time of year this is. How has COVID-19 changed the ski industry in Michigan?
Well, it's taken a lot of time to prepare for the winter this year. We've been working as a group since July to make sure that our slopes are safe for our guests and for our employees.
What are some of the things that have been done and things that people need to be aware of if they are planning a ski trip in the weeks ahead?
Right. So the most important thing to know is plan ahead by checking the website of the ski area that you're going to make sure that you know what their COVID policies are. Some are requiring advance reservations for a lift ticket. Some are limiting tickets periodically whenever they feel that they need to. Others make you buy your tickets in advance online. So just check with the ski area that you want to go to first. And then plan to be outside. So that means wear warm clothes so that you don't have to go inside and stay outside. Just dress for the weather. And most importantly, wear face coverings. You will not be allowed to get onto the ski slopes in Michigan without face coverings.
That's important to note. And I wonder if people think, well, I've got a ski mask, so I should be covered. Is that adequate?
You have to have a covering over your nose and mouth in order for it to be allowed. So, you know, some of those face masks have holes for the nose in them. That doesn't work.
Right.
It has to be something that covers your nose and mouth.
So, I mean, there are things that people need to be aware of. As you said, check ahead and make sure that you're prepared. But we can still hit the slopes. That is something that's still allowed here in Michigan. It's something that people really look forward to this time of year, don't they?
Yes, that's correct. In fact, outdoor recreation is encouraged. It's healthy. It's something that we all should be doing. And hitting the slopes and trails in the wintertime is a really, really good thing to do instead of being cooped up inside. So, yes, we encourage everyone to get out and hit the slopes. And we have on our website, which is GoSkiMichigan.com, we have a page. It's right on our front page. There's a little COVID policies button. If you push that, you will find logos from all the ski areas around Michigan. You can click on the logo and it'll take you right to their COVID policy page so you know before you go.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, even when Mother Nature doesn't provide the snow, a lot of the ski resorts supply the snow anyway. How are things looking up in northern Michigan right now as far as the conditions?
Well, conditions are really good, actually, all over Michigan, because ski areas have the ability to make snow, and anytime it's below 28 degrees, they're blowing snow, especially overnight while skiers aren't on the slope. And we're getting a cold front coming in too, so we've got snow all over the place, and it really is a white Christmas up in northern Michigan and on our ski slope that are closer to home as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I've been looking at that forecast for later this week. It looks like we may be in for some more snow, certainly some colder temperatures. I mean, when you step back and really look at the importance of snow sports in Michigan, I mean, it really is important to the overall economy of this state, isn't it?
It is. I would say we are tied with New York for the most number of ski areas of any state. It's debatable. We kind of argue back and forth about who has the most ski areas, but we have more ski areas than any other state, so it's accessible. No matter where you live, you're within a couple-hour drive of a ski area. So it's important for people to know that so that they can get out and enjoy it. Plus, winter travel for recreation and fun is almost one third of the travel industry's their budget, their industry, their $20 billion industry. So it is, you know, it's not a small amount. It's a big deal.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people this time of year, they actually love to give the gift of travel. They may be giving away ski packages or ski weekends as Christmas gifts later this week.
Right. But it is important to go and plan that now and get your package together because things are booking up. It seems like a lot of people want to get out there this year.
I bet they do. Back to that argument with New York over who has the most ski slopes and resorts, I think that they do win the argument with having the most snow, at least in upstate New York. I'm sure they'd send some of it to Michigan if they could.
Yeah, right now, that would be nice. But still, like I said, there are snow on our slopes all over the state right now.
All right, get out there and enjoy it. Mickey, thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Well, happy to be here.
Take care. Bye-bye.